This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
My buddy, wherever I go, he goes.
Here on the KNC Masterpiece, we like to call out our idiot friends. Everybody has an idiot friend that says something that you're like, come on, dude, what are you really thinking right now? Terrible sports opinions. Sometimes it's terrible pop culture opinions. Like some people think that the Thor movies have been good. That's terrible. They haven't been good so far.
Well, the first two.
First two have been bad.
Right. I haven't seen this one yet. I want to.
All right. Some people think that the first, the Superman Batman movie was good.
Ugh.
There were parts of it that were. The rest of it, no.
I was so mad at the bad parts that I couldn't even see the good parts.
There were probably 30 good minutes of that movie, right?
And that movie is 17 hours
it's
long.
It's the longest movie ever. So you text us, 877-881-1053, and tell us what your friends say that make them sound like idiots.
Let's read this one from the 469. My buddy's an idiot because he keeps bringing up Ranger failures years after the fact.
Hey, never forget.
No. Want to forget.
Can't. If we had a championship, I'd be okay with it.
If you would shut up about it, I could forget about it.
I don't think you could.
Yes, I could.
All right. You know what? I won't mention it for the next month.
All right.
But in a month, I'm going to remind you again. From the 682, my buddy's an idiot because he thinks Megan Fox has nicer jugs than Salma Hayek.
No.
Although,
no. You know,
depends on your like what kind of size you like, right?
Megan Fox has been prancing around in lingerie a lot to launch that whatever lingerie line she's doing, and that's been nice. But yeah, just go watch Desperado, and that's the end of the conversation.
Man. Yeah, I mean they're fine. They're nice, but they're not Salma Hayek. Those things. Did you see her when she had her baby?
Oh, yes.
Dude, those things were like, it was like carrying, you know, a big bucket of jug, you know, on each side.
Bucket, a jug.
I can't even describe
her jugs are so big, it's like she has two buckets of jugs.
Yeah, huge buckets of jugs. My buddy's an idiot because he thought Chaz Green would do just fine by himself all game long.
Oh, is that a shot at an actual friend or are they taking a shot at Garrett
Man, well, I don't know if it's Garrett. Maybe it's Linehan. Didn't Cordell tell us yesterday if they do it again, the entire coaching staff should be fired?
Dude, he was like, no, I'm confident they'll adjust. I'm like, are you? Why?
My buddy's an idiot because he's a Cowboys fan. That's not an idiot. Oh. Cowboys fans are fantastic.
Yeah, biggest fan base in the world. Suck at every other team.
From the 469, my buddy's an idiot because when I type my, the phone autofills the rest.
Buddy's an idiot.
Yeah, it just doesn't.
Because he's just texted that over and over again.
Because anyway. My dad said since the Mavericks suck, we should root for the Spurs. Idiot.
What?
He called his dad an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, could be worse. Lane Johnson said his grandma wasn't going to make it to her next birthday if she cheered for the Cowboys, so...
Should he be arrested before the game, by the way,
yes.
For that? That's a threat.
Yeah. Well, in Philly, that's how you say hello, by making threats, so...
I mean, that's okay. By the way, the crosstalk with Ben and Skin reminded me that my buddy's an idiot. Because he refers to Hawkeye of the Avengers as the bow and arrow guy.
Oh, man. Hawkeye is the sparest of the Avengers. It's like, oh, we have this god from outer space. We have this super gamma ray monster that can't be killed. We have, like, the richest dude in the world who made the dopest-ass suit ever. We have, like, the number one soldier of all America who's been genetically enhanced. And a guy who's Katniss from the Hunger Games.
But he shoots really well.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't miss.
That's neat.
It's really awesome.
He shoots a bow and arrow really
and
well.
And some of the bows and arrows, they explode. Sometimes you need that guy, dude. Every once in a while, hey, I need a guy to hit an arrow that has a tracking device on it that can follow things.
While we're on the topic, though, like, What does Scarlett Johansson's character do?
She keeps she's an assassin.
The glue. She's just hot.
She's the glue.
She's an assassin and
like,
a spy.
Like, think about it. Like, Captain America hangs around because he thinks he might get a chance with her every once in a while.
But at least Hawkeye can shoot a bow and arrow.
Is that what's happening?
Oh, they all do, man. They all think they can get a piece of it. Why do you think the Hulk sometimes is all good around her? Because he thinks he can get some of that action.
Because he wants
boss.
The Hulk smash?
Yeah, he wants a Hulk smash.
Do you think he says that when he's doing it?
Oh, yeah. Hulk smash, Hulk finish.
Did Hulk ever hook up with, oh my God, is it green? Did Hulk ever hook up with She-Hulk or were they enemies?
They're cousins.
Oh.
So maybe.
Hey, that didn't answer my question. I don't know what it's like in Hulksylvania or wherever they live. Planet Hulk? What's the name of their planet? Is it Planet Hulk?
Planet Hulk, yes.
Did you know that?
Hulksylvania?
Is it not Hulksylvania?
No, it's not Hulksylvania.
Dude, I don't know how it works on Planet Hulk. Maybe hooking up with your cousin there is fine.
Hulk Chesterton Fieldville?
Yes, it could be.
My buddy's an idiot because 5 minutes into DraftKings, he's mad. Because he thinks we're going to lose. All right, I'm moving on from that one.
I mean, you got tomorrow, right?
My buddy's an idiot. He doesn't want to smoke this weed with me while we're listening to My Buddy's an Idiot.
I mean,
why not smoke that weed with him? Well, unless you're going to do something. Like, if you got to go do something, I understand, man.
I think it's almost required. If you're a fan of the show, you have to smoke weed sometimes.
Nah, it's not. It's not.
Never?
No, because you're a fan of the show. Even though you're indifferent to it sometimes.
Not really. I don't know if you've heard my thoughts. I frequently run down this show. Oh, I'll save that for later. I got my percentages question. It's going to be about weed.
817, my buddy's an idiot because he hates a girl due to the gap in her teeth.
Huh. Hmm. That is a weird...
I mean...
Can she just take a little caulk and fill that in?
Oh my God, what are you
saying? Did you say what?
Caulk.
With an L?
Caulk, yeah.
Okay.
It's the stuff like, it's like sheetrock and stuff
like
that.
You put it in the little gun.
Yeah.
Now, if she just squirted it all, would she be considered
a... No, you're just trying to fill it in with some caulk.
No!
Not even in the middle of the night, I don't think.
My buddy Mike Bassick is an idiot. He thinks Jake Arrieta would be good for the Rangers.
Listen,
I heard Bassick today say that he would be feel really good if Ohtani and Arrieta were signed to the Rangers, and then Matt Bush was a starter. So he would feel nice if those three things happen. But he said, I don't see that happening with, you know, what is it? Who's the agent? Who's his agent?
Boris?
No, for Arrieta. It's the guy that everybody hates so much.
Boris?
Scott Boris?
Oh, so I thought you said Morris.
No, Boris.
I was like, Zach Morris does not use
I was like, I don't know too many other baseball agents besides Scott Boris. So.
But he said that, I think, what was the saying that that Arrieta is the squirrel in the tree with the big nuts? That's what's like. That's the reference to what Arrieta is?
I want to see how that market plays out.
Just,
I'm not sure
I'm not a
that.
Fan of a guy that's over 30, and we've looked at his stats, and they've gone down
in
every
year. Category the last 3 years.
And it's not like our pitching situation has helped anybody. Like Cole Hamels, we've seen a little bit of him. We love Cole. We love what he does here. But we've seen a little bit of what's happening to him, too, in the decline.
Man, from the 469, my buddy's an idiot because he thinks Booker T and wrestling are cool. It's R, not is. And your buddy is awesome. He's not an idiot because Booker T is a 6-time world champion, yo. And he's going to be at the fan house party at Billy Bob's a week from Saturday. And so should you. You're going to miss out if you're not there. I'm telling you right now.
You may have made a Marvel fan mad, by the way, on the 972. Ugh. They don't live on Planet Hulk. It was a planet where the Hulk was jettisoned to, and he took it over. Get it right.
Really? What was it called before that?
It wasn't Planet Hulk.
Was it Hulksylvania?
Maybe.
It was
you
Hulk
know what?
Finn.
I'll look it up.
Man, Hulk Finn is involved in
white
some racist
all the
stuff.
Time.
Yeah.
From the 817, I love how people love Batman but hate Hawkeye.
Because Hawkeye can do one thing. Shoot a bow and arrow.
And fight.
Batman has a plethora of things.
Of little bows and arrows.
And yeah, by the way, it's a plethora of arrows.
It's a little boomerang.
Different arrows. He's got the Duke Boys arrow that explodes. He's got the net arrow and the freeze arrow. And
dude,
man,
he bangs like every hot chick in existence, too. That's why I like him, because he can compete. Like, if you put Hawkeye against whoever, he would get smashed.
Hulk smash?
That's right.
My buddy is an idiot because he'd rather have Frank Ntilikina than DSJ. No.
who is that person? Nobody. Yeah. Nobody thinks.
Even LeBron was like,
it might be Cantor. That might be the only person who thinks
that. I did like the fact that Neal Aquino wasn't going to back down to LeBron. I was like, whatever, dude.
Sure.
You called me out like that, for one, in front of the whole country. And now you're going to try and bump into me? Not going to happen.
No,
I like it. Because LeBron's like, oh, I'm the king of New York. No, man. There is one king of New York. And that is Christian Bale from Newsies. All right? And that will always be the case.
Okay.
All right?
I did not anticipate.
You don't remember the Newsies?
I mean.
Christian Bale.
I guess.
He was also Batman. You love Batman.
Oh, that's true. He was a good Batman, too. Oh, no.
The 682, I'm a fan of the show, and I don't smoke weed.
Hey, coming up, well, I'm going to have that in percentages. Oh, from the 817, my buddy slash wife is an idiot because we didn't buy house party tickets when they were all at only $10.50.
Yes.
We told you.
We've been telling everybody. Every night we're like, listen, get your stuff ready so that you can get to this event because it's going to be awesome.
I've always been fascinated by this one, the 817. My buddy's an idiot because he thinks cars know the difference between premium and regular gas. LOL, it's all the same. I have always thought that they just funnel the gas in from the exact same spot, and they're like, no, it's premium.
Well, I understand that, but the way it burns, the efficiency of burn for value is that just regular's the best value for the burn. So,
but it's only down at like 87. I need my gas up 93.
No.
Said no one ever.
No, you don't.
Oh,
no. 972, my buddy is an idiot. He made out with his sister, not knowing it was his sister, but somewhat had a feeling that they were both brother and sister and didn't tell anyone.
He's talking about Luke Skywalker.
There's some Star Wars for you.
Man, what about this one? This guy says his wife is an idiot because she thinks grilled cheese is overrated.
What?
Grilled cheese is delicious.
I don't think
cheese
she's
might
had
be the best.
Had a good grilled cheese then.
Yeah, like what? Did somebody just forget to put the butter on the bread? Is that what happened? They must have just toasted bread and stuck cheese between it. My son loves to do that, by the way. He'll put two pieces of toast in the toaster, or bread in the toaster, toast it, take it out, boom, slap it together, and let the cheese melt that way.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Like, that's not a grilled cheese, but I like what you're doing.
I don't
doing.
Know if he'll throw it in the microwave or something then, too.
No, okay. He lets it get kind of, it's like semi-melted.
All right. Know? See, this is more like it from the 682. Am I an idiot? I'm stoned at the gym listening to y'all. That's more what I expect.
And working out.
Yeah, from the 469, I might be an idiot. This person's never seen Star Wars.
Wow.
Yeah, you're a bad person.
Yeah, bad person.
You got a couple weeks before Last Jedi comes out. Knock all seven of them out. Get Rogue One, too, while you're at it.
My buddy's an idiot because he eats his McNuggets plain. What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that.
I don't think there's a problem with that. I mean, the new sauces that they've thrown out there
are
great.
Good.
But there's nothing wrong with just eating the, you know, for the flavor of the grease.
Vary it up, all right? You can go barbecue one, buffalo the other, sometimes a mix, but sometimes you can go with the plain. Nothing wrong with that.
Feeling a lot of pressure to do marijuana injections. You don't, do you inject marijuana? Is that?
I mean, is that a thing? I mean, do I need to Google?
You know what? As a matter of fact,
we
will be talking about that later on this evening, as one of the NBA players has mentioned that. He thinks, Carl Anthony Towns has spoken up about it, so we might have a discussion about that later.
Somebody said their buddy's an idiot because they still think that the Giants can win their division.
No.
Like, it's for one more week, it's statistically possible that they could tie for the division, but that's it.
Did you read this, Kevin? I may be the idiot because my wife just called me and asked if I called her an idiot on the Fan.
Oh,
she's listening,
no!
Folks.
Oh.
That's funny.
I'm sorry if we've ruined your marriage. On the 469, my buddy's an idiot because he moved to Houston. Ooh. Yeah.
That whole city needs deodorant.
That's not good.
Is that an armpit?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.